So you pulled your balance for a refinance, wrote the number down, and 2 weeks later, the number's different, bigger. And nobody sent you a letter explaining why?
Right. And that's the failure to pay penalty doing exactly what it's designed to do. It's 0.5% of the unpaid tax every month, or partial month, and it caps at 25% of the balance.
Partial month meaning?
Meaning day one of a new month counts as the whole month. There's no proration. That's IRC 6651A2.
Okay. 0.5% doesn't sound like much.
On its own, it isn't. The thing people miss is that the rate isn't fixed. It moves in three directions, and it moves based on what you do.
Give me the three.
Standard, nothing in place, 0.5% a month. Get an approved installment agreement on a return you filed on time, and it's cut in half to 0.25%. Let the notices run until the IRS issues a final intent to levy notice. And shortly after that, it doubles to 1% a month.
So, same debt, 4 times the monthly cost between the best and worst version.
Same debt, 4 times.
Put dollars on it, because 0.5% is abstract.
The article walks a $61,200 balance. At the standard rate, that's $306 in new penalty every month. On a plan, $153. After an unanswered final levy notice, $612.
$306, $153, $612. Got it.
And that's penalty only. Interest is a separate charge running at the same time. Quarterly rate, federal short-term rate, plus 3 points, compounding daily, and it has no cap.
Even after the penalty maxes out?
Even then. Penalty stops at 25%. Interest keeps compounding on everything, including the penalty.
Okay, back up on the cap for a second. How long does it take to hit 25%?
50 straight months of non-payment. Just over 4 years.
50 months. So most people who are worried about this
are still in the growth phase, yeah. Not capped. Which is the part that actually matters, because growth is the thing you can stop.
There's a number in here about a passport that I want you to explain, because I read it twice.
So on that $61,200 balance, the 2026 threshold for passport certification, where the State Department can deny or revoke a passport over seriously delinquent tax debt, is $66,000. That balance starts $4,800 under the line.
And?
Penalty alone crosses it by month 18. Add the daily interest and the crossing comes sooner, probably closer to a year.
So the balance walks itself over a threshold while you're deciding what to do about it.
That's the mechanism. Nobody at the IRS has to make a decision for that to happen.
Which brings up something else. Say that thing about no human review, but simpler.
The penalty is posted by computer the moment a balance goes unpaid past the due date. Nobody reads your file first. Tens of millions of assessments in a typical year per the data book. It's one of the most frequently assessed civil penalties there is. And in 2026, with the IRS workforce down about 27% after the 2025 cuts, the assessments haven't slowed at all.
Because they never touched a person to begin with.
Right. Same with the notice stream. CP-14 is the first bill, usually about 21 days to respond. Then CP-501. CP-503, reminders. CP-504 is notice of intent to levy. And at that stage, they can take your state refund. Then LT-11, or letter 1058, which is the final notice, 30-day clock. And that's where your collection due process rights attach.
And the rate doubling is right after that stage.
Shortly after. And that happens on automation, whether or not anyone ever looks at your account.
Okay. What actually stops it?
Different tools do different things, and that's worth being precise about. Paying in full stops accrual the day the payment posts. A short-term plan, up to 180 days, no setup fee. Penalty keeps running, but the escalation stops. An installment agreement is the one that cuts the rate to 0.25%.
With the filing condition?
With the filing condition. The half rate only applies if the underlying return was filed on time. That's a real limit. Not a footnote.
What about removing penalty that's already sitting there?
Two main routes. first-time abatement, which requires a clean compliance record for the prior 3 years. If your record isn't clean, you don't get it. And starting summer 2026, that's being replaced by the Automatic Exemption from Penalty, AEP, which applies without a request.
And if the 3 years aren't clean?
Then it's reasonable cause, Form 843, tied to documented events, serious illness, disaster, that category. Free to file, weeks to months to get an answer, and it lives or dies on the documentation.
Currently not collectible? Offer in compromise?
Currently not collectible. Pauses collection, but penalty and interest keep accruing. People get that one wrong. An offer in compromise resolves tax, penalty, and interest together if it's accepted. But it's a $205 fee plus 20% down, waived for qualifying low-income filers, and it runs months to 2 years. In FY 2024, roughly 1 in 5 offers were accepted. Whether any particular account fits depends entirely on the financial facts.
Wait, one more thing. The transcript code.
Code 276, that's the line showing a failure to pay penalty posted. It recurs as the penalty compounds, so you'll see it more than once.
Code 276. And that tells you which years are involved.
Which years, and the assessed amount per year. That's the number that's actually removable.
So if someone's sitting there with this, what's the order?
Transcript first. Find the code 276 lines, total the penalty by year. Then file any unfiled returns because the failure to file penalty runs 5% a month, 10 times bigger. Shut that one off first.
10 times?
10 times. Then stop the accrual. Pay what you can, get a plan in place. Then ask for relief. And honestly, the order is where money gets lost. Returns, then accrual, then abatement. Get the sequence backwards and you pay for it.
When does someone not need help with this?
1 year, you agree with the number. You can pay inside 180 days. Free short-term plan online. Done. A streamlined agreement under $50,000. Also a do-it-yourself job. Clean 3 years and you want first-time abatement? That can be one phone call.
And the harder versions.
Over $50,000, where financial disclosure sets your payment. Several years stacking differently. Unfiled returns. Or a lien about to collide with a refinance. A filed notice of federal tax lien stops most underwriting until it's paid, released, or subordinated.
So today, log into the IRS online account or pull the account transcript, find the code 276 lines, total them by year. Pull your last return, every notice you've got, and a rough monthly income and expense picture. That's what a plan gets priced on.
And if the balance is large or multi-year, an enrolled agent can pull the transcripts with you and map the sequence before you commit to anything. That's the free case review, 888-825-7779.
Nothing here is advice for your specific account, and eligibility for any IRS program depends on your own facts.
But the clock's the one thing that isn't ambiguous. It's monthly, and it doesn't wait for anybody.